Blog Talk Radio. Let's get into some music.
upon the Lord, and so shall I be saved, so shall I be saved. Yeah.
hope you all enjoyed that. Now give the praise and worship for the service. Amen. All right. Okay, let's get into the devotional. It's called Mystery is Sought Out. It's to be sought out. One of the most scandalous truths of the gospel is that our Creator longs to be encountered by His creation. God longs to meet with us. His greatest desire is for a relationship with us. I can't fathom why God, in all His holiness and goodness, makes Himself available to us. But it's a powerful truth of Scripture. God is pursuing each of us with His relentless love, seeking out those who might respond to His open invitation by opening the door of their hearts to Him. My prayer is that in response to God's desire to meet with His people, we would be those who say yes to centering our lives around His nearness. May your week be marked by the reality of God's presence and love. The fact that God conceals things in mystery for children to search out is one of the most curious and wonderful truths of Scripture. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2 says, "It's the glory of God to conceal things, but the glory of kings to search things out." Who have been made kings and queens by the blood of Jesus have been granted again access to the mysteries of God. God, in His grace, has given us the right to know the mind of Christ. What relationship would God of the universe be without mystery? Would it be like to know the God who has formed galaxies and planets beyond anything we will ever discover, without which remains unknown? We are made to be enthralled by the mysteries of our Heavenly Father. We are created to search out that which is not made plain to us. God is inviting us to ask questions, seek and find that which transcends the natural and stretches into the unknown, the eternal. Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3 says, "For I want to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those in Laodicea, and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and knowledge of God's mystery, which is in Christ." Okay? "In whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge." All mystery finds its resolve in the person of Jesus Christ. Within Him dwells all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And the more we get to know the living, active person of Jesus through His Spirit, the more we receive important transformative revelation. You see, everything, something that is foundational to the Christian faith is grace is laden with mystery. The powerful effects of Jesus' grace fills that device, baffle the mind. How can one man laying down his life make righteousness and salvation available to all? But in God's grace, this is wholly possible. And only when we truly seek out the mysteries laden with the grace, we will begin to experience the powerful effects it has to offer us. So may we, as God's children, grow to love the mysteries laid open for us by our Heavenly Father. May we enjoy the process of searching out our deeper things within God's heart with the help of the Holy Spirit. And may that which is unseen heavenly and eternal begin to have a profound impact on your perspectives, emotions, thoughts, and actions. So search out the mysteries of your faith today and discover just how vast and available the love of your Heavenly Father is for you. So meditate on the call before you search out deeper things of God. Allow the Scripture to stir you up your desire for the mysteries of your faith. In Colossians chapter 1, 24-27, "In my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of His body, that is the church of which I become a minister according to the stewardship which God has given me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages, generations now revealed to the saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of the mystery which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." So what parts of your faith have you yet to fully search out? Ask God to reveal what mysteries He's laying open for you that you might walk in a deeper revelation of who He is and what He's done. And take time to search out aspects of your relationship with God. It might be something about His creation or aspect like grace, forgiveness, or love. Psalms 27, verse 8, you have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. So coupled with God's desire for us to seek out mystery is the truth that we are not meant to be fully grasped every part of God in Christianity. Part of the beauty of your relationship with the omnipotent, omnipresent, and eternal God is that there will always be parts of him that are mysteries to us. That how God has always existed in both three and one are paradoxes too great for comprehension. We must simply trust the truth of Scripture for what it is at times, and not dwell on which we cannot attain. We must reconcile only that which is intended to be reconciled. May you search out all mysteries open to you by the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit who dwells within you, while at the same time enjoying all the unknowables meant to stir up awe and wonder within you. I highly suggest that you read Colossians chapter 1. It'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Well, let us get into the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, not knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Are you lacking purpose and you need some? Or maybe you're suffering from a depression or anxiety. Or maybe you're suffering from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol, drugs, sexual morality, overeating, gambling. Whatever the issues may be, the Lord can take them away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do anything for you. So are you ready to accept Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner, and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. All righty. Okay, well, I want to say God bless you all, okay? May he keep you highly favored, okay? Okay, well, we're going to get Tony F. over here to read the Bible for us. Okay, he has been waiting to read the Bible, okay, to you all tonight, so I'm going to bring him on so he can read the Bible to you all. All right. Here he is. Okay? He's going to read. Okay?
No, I'm not. Move.
You're not?
Nope. If I can balance this on my lap, which I think I can, I'm going to read a request from D.C. Psalm 37, a psalm of David. Don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong, for like grass, they soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Be still in the presence of the Lord, and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. Soon the wicked will disappear. Though you look for them, they will be gone. The lowly will possess the land and will live in peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the godly. They snarl at them in defiance. But the Lord just laughs, for he sees their day of judgment coming. The wicked draw their swords and string their bows to kill the poor and the oppressed, to slaughter those who do not right. But their swords will stab their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. It is better to be godly and have little than to be rich and evil, for the strength of the wicked will be shattered. But the Lord takes care of the godly. Day by day, the Lord takes care of the innocent, and they will receive an inheritance that lasts forever. They will not be disgraced in hard times. Even in famine, they will have more than enough. But the wicked will die. The Lord's enemies are like flowers in a field. They will disappear like smoke. The wicked borrow and never repay, but the godly are generous givers. Those the Lord blesses will possess the land, and those he curses will die. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Once I was young, and now I am old, yet I have never seen the godly abandoned or their children begging for bread. The godly always give generous loans to others, and their children are a blessing. Turn from evil and do good, and you will live in the land forever. For the Lord loves justice, and he will never abandon the godly. He will keep them safe forever, but the children of the wicked will die. The godly will possess the land and will live there forever. The godly offer good counsel. They teach right from wrong. They have made God's laws their own. They will never slip from his path. The wicked wait an ambush for the godly, looking for an excuse to kill them. But the Lord will not let the wicked succeed, or let the godly be condemned when they are put on trial. Put your hope in the Lord. Travel steadily along his path. He will honor you by giving you the land. You will see the wicked destroyed. I have seen wicked and ruthless people flourishing like a tree in its native soil. But when I looked again, they were gone. Though I searched for them, I could not find them. Look at those who are honest and good, for a wonderful future awaits those who love peace. But the rebellious will be destroyed. They have no future. The Lord rescues the godly. He is their fortress in times of trouble. The Lord helps them, rescuing them from the wicked. He saves them, and they find shelter in him. Now, thank you for letting me share that with all of you. The Bible, the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared. Just a few little other things. Remember, COVID is real. So wear those masks, wash those hands. And I can't seem to find Pastor Ken. I don't know where he left. I wish I knew how to answer calls. But I don't. Let me go back to the chat room and see what's going on in there. Glad you liked it, DC. I wish I knew how to take phone calls, but I don't. We'll go through this again. I can't answer calls, Mike. I don't know how. I don't know how to switch it over. And I don't know where Ken went. I have no idea. Let me see if I can figure this out. It can't be that hard. Let's see. We'll take this down. Oh, wait. There's the board. I see y'all. Now, I see 111 calls, and they have little question marks next to them. Are those the ones that want to come on? Okay, I'm going to attempt to answer a call. Let's see. Thanks for calling GRM. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, this is Beau. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How are you this blessed evening?
I am doing great, and I loved your reading of Psalm 37. What happened to Kenny? Did he just run out of the room?
No, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. He was standing here the whole time I was reading, and then toward the end he stepped away, and I'm not sure where he went. But what can I do but take over until he gets back? And I wish he'd hurry. So.
Yeah. Well, Kenny hasn't done a show since last week. I mean, apparently he's been sick, apparently, or?
He has not been feeling, he's been feeling under the weather.
Okay.
But
well,
go ahead.
Okay, what have some of his symptoms been? Have you noticed any, has he hacked up?
No, he has, it's not like he's
any
sick.
Any dark or light fur? Or,
a what?
Has he hacked up any dark or light fur?
What? Oh, are you going to start this? Okay, bye. See, I'm not Kenny. Okay, so I guess I can't answer any more calls because they're going to start that silliness about the raccoon. So I guess I can't do that. Maybe I can play a song.
Oh,
let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, you are the carrier of my glory for your city. You have prayed and you have longed to see my glory break over your city like the morning dawn. I say to you that it isn't going to come from without. There are many going to and from today saying, I am anointed, I am anointed. But I said in my word, go not out. The glory you seek and the breakthrough you long for are on the inside of you. Not only for you and your need, but for the needs and heart's cry of those around you. You are the solution to the pollution, says God. You are the one that I have called, that I have chosen. So be faithful to that which I have called you to do. Outward dependencies are the idols of the age, says God. Idolatry always purposes the dwelling place of my glory to be somewhere other than the human heart. So go out and be the move of God you are looking for. As I am so, you are, says the Father. You are the answer. You are the drink of living water. You are glory. You are the money. You are healing. Because of I am on the inside of you, all that I am is all that you are. So go out of your day and manifest yourself. For the manifesting yourself, you are manifesting who I am on the inside of your human spirit. Amen. This goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All righty. Well, we got a caller from 619. Let's bring them on. 619, hello.
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura from Imperial Beach, California. Now residing in Terryville, Connecticut. How are you doing, Doctor?
I'm doing just fine. Blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
I am blessed and I'm healthy. And I woke up this morning. So I want to say I'm the luckiest man alive today.
Amen.
Blessed be. The Bible verse that was read today by Tony was a wonderful one, and I applaud him for his reading. It's a beautiful message, and I hope it touched many hearts.
Me too.
Dr. Fishman, who was the song you just played, Amazing Grace, who was it actually sung by?
That was sung by Chandler Connor.
It was beautiful. I'm going to have to add that to my playlist. I have several versions of Amazing Grace, so I need to add that one. That one, I really like that. I enjoy, as sad of a song as it is, it's very inspirational to me and to the message is always more beautiful than the next.
Amen. All righty. So we got a bunch of callers on the line here, so let's take some. Okay, let's see who we got here. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, what's up, Bo?
Hey, I just called in. It got cut off or something. I don't know what happened there. But I was just going to say that I'm so glad you're back, and I'm sure that there are several callers because we're all excited that you're back and we've missed you, and we're just glad that you're feeling better.
Well, thank you.
And I would also like to thank everyone who has provided tips and so forth for the campaign to find missing Banjo, and I'm sure that you, like all of us, just hope that Grover finds Banjo and that Banjo comes home soon.
There's no such thing as a Banjo, the Bogart.
Well, Kenny, we've set up a missing a poster campaign around your neighborhood, which I'm sure that you're well aware of, and I would like
there's no missing campaign for Banjo in our neighborhood.
I would like to thank the Trevors for their and also the Camerons for their tips. Do you know your neighbors, the Camerons?
No, I don't.
Well, they actually the other night, on garbage night, they observed a man with a raccoon rummaging through their garbage, and the individual, I don't know if you may can help identify the person, that they had on a coonskin cap and a coonskin butt plug, and they also had a nipple ring. And they also said that the individual had property of Rosu on their belly. And then that there was also, they described it as like a winged horse, like flying over a sun tattoo on their chest. Do you have any idea who that might be?
No, I do not have any idea who that might be.
Okay.
Because I'm going to say right now, that wasn't me. I don't go rummaging in garbage, and I don't have a raccoon, okay? There's no Banjo, okay? So let's stop all the crap.
Okay, Kenny, and also the Trevors observed a man who was wearing only a raccoon tail butt plug and a raccoon skin Davy Crockett hat, as I'm sure that you're very aware of, being in San Antonio, being on the Alamo.
Well,
they observed the individual climbing up a tree with a raccoon. They climbed up a tree in their yard because they got spooked by a dog that was barking, and apparently the dog cornered them up a tree. And so anyway, but you have no idea who that individual would be that has a property of Rosemary tattoo on their belly and a nipple ring. And that's why I'm just calling, and we're just trying to get to the bottom of this because I'm sure that you, like everyone else, just want Banjo to return home. But do you have any other callers that we can pick up on and move the conversation on?
Yeah, I do. I do have some
Amen.
Other callers. Okay.
Amen.
All right.
Is that Grover?
It was a recording. Okay.
Banjo,
not a recording. Banjo, not a recording.
Oh, no, that is
not a recording.
Not a recording.
Banjo, where's my banjo? Where's my banjo? Not a recording.
God bless him. God bless him. Grover's like, he's just that complete in mental distress. God bless him.
We need to pray for everyone involved. All parties, the search parties, the aforementioned, everyone impacted, the poor little critter, and Dr. Fishman in your neighborhood, the Trevors and the Camerons. I think we need to everyone would have to say a silent prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Okay.
Well,
we got another caller. Okay, it's our favorite caller, Doug. Okay, let's bring him on.
Okay.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Doing great, Doug.
Hallelujah.
Well, all right. Okay, well, Doug doesn't apparently have anything to add, so is there any other callers on the line, Kimmy?
Yes, there is. Okay, let me bring them on. 111.
Good evening. This is Mike Hunt, celebrity personal trainer.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, hey, Mike Hunt.
How's it going, guys?
Pretty good here.
Good evening, well, Dr. Hunt.
Good evening, Dr. Ventura and Dr. Fishman, and of course, Dougie here and Bo. Doug, I have a message for you. Doug has
Dr.
a neighbor.
Fauci. Hello, Dr. Fauci.
Doug has a neighbor. His
this
name is
Mississippi
Lou.
Mike? This Mississippi Mike? Or this
no,
Mike
this
Hunt?
Is,
which one are you today?
This is Mike
Douglas.
Hunt.
Please, Douglas, this is not the time right now, Douglas. Please,
Doug
okay.
has a neighbor. His name is Lou. Just like Doug, he has a low IQ. They get drunk all day. They start before noon. Doug had sex with Banjo, the raccoon. After sex, he made him cuddle and spoon. Doug loves sex with animals. He says it's the best tune. He screws his dog while it howls at the moon. Gotta go. See you soon.
Amen. Mike Hunt's a liar. That's my
that
phone.
Was,
thank
that
you
was,
very
that
much.
Was very inspirational.
Mike Hunt.
Dr.
Mike
Ventura,
Hunt is a liar.
Dr. Ventura,
amen.
Can you please talk to Doug about his bestiality?
I mean Mississippi,
yes.
Mike. Sorry, I didn't remember which one it was.
Having a 14 animals and critters especially is not good. It's actually a sin for a man to lie with an animal. So,
amen.
The fact that you are mentally handicapped, there's no excuse for your action. So, I will pray that your forgiveness. I'm sorry that you are forgiven.
Okay.
And I
sure,
need you to do
sure.
the same. So
I'll pray for you too, you pedophile. How's that?
Raccoon
pedophile?
Lives matter.
Yes.
Raccoon mm-hmm. lives matters. Douglas.
Pedophilia guys'
please.
Lives matter too, I guess. If they repent. Like you, right? Hello. Is that you?
Douglas, the age of the raccoon is
I'd love to hear Dr. Kent
true.
Call in right now.
Hey, Doug, I got a question for you. Did you finish that beer can pyramid?
Is that Mississippi Mike, or is that Mike Hunt? Which one are you?
This is Mike Hunt, your big,
oh.
your buddy here, your personal trainer. That wants
well,
to
I love your poems. I got a book of poems you've wrote about me. You obviously idolize me. I love it. Thank you very much. Keep writing them. They're great.
I'm going to pick you up and take you to an AA meeting, buddy. Me and Pastor Ken.
Amen. Amen. That's what he needs.
Pastor Ken, is there anyone else on the line that maybe can add some spiritual guidance for Brother Doug?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there is. Let me bring them all on.
Amen.
Okay, we
amen.
Got
it. Oh.
111.
Well, shalom, Kenny. I've been on for 45 minutes and 23 seconds, and you finally took my call. Amen.
There he is.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of 111s, okay, and I get to them as
now,
I get to them.
Amen. All right, Kenny, listen. Listen, brother. I just first of all would like to give respect to Tony F. for reading Psalm 37. It's my favorite psalm. I think it speaks to a lot of issues, especially ones that suffer with issues of anger.
Donnie,
yep.
baby. Hey, Donnie, baby.
Is someone talking, Kenny? Is there somebody? I don't know that voice.
I think it's Doug. He's saying hi to you.
Oh, well, hello, Doug. How are you doing? All right. Well, anyway, so I like the Psalm, Kenny. I thought, you know, the message I took from
Donnie,
it.
Baby.
Okay, Kenny, can you please stop? I'm trying to be I'm trying to have a serious conversation about the Bible, Kenny. Can you ask him to please stop interrupting?
What about the raccoons?
Kenny, can we possibly mute Doug, please?
You gonna forget about that?
He's
Doug,
not being respectful
stop?
To other callers.
I'm not even being disrespectful, Kenny. He just keeps interrupting
me.
Oh, Lord. Kenny, please.
Okay, Doug, stop that or I have to mute you. Okay?
Thank you.
Come on
Thank
now.
You.
Give respect to all the callers. I gave you respect.
Amen.
They didn't give me no respect ever. What the fuck are you talking about?
Ken, no cursing.
And you know it, Ken.
Not cursing.
We're
not
cursing
the
word on a godly show.
Okay, I'll mute myself right now. Okay, mute
you. Thank you. Mute yourself. That is totally disrespectful.
Ken, what? Okay. So I wanted to call in about the psalm because I love Psalm 37. Everybody knows that. And, Kenny, I would just like to ask you if you've made peace with Psalm 37. Are you on,
yeah,
are you on the same page? Okay,
yeah,
so you
made peace.
Okay, well, that's great news, Kenny. That's wonderful news. I did have a question regarding earlier in the show, and I have to admit, a little perturbed, Kenny. You've done two shows in the last week, and I know you don't feel well, and I know that progressively you're not feeling well because of your COPD, and I pray for you on that. But you did something earlier in the show. You just wandered off, Kenny, and left Tony F. on the phone for like 10 minutes, and I don't understand why in the middle of your own show you would wander off and just like your brain damage or something. I mean, what's going on, brother? What's going on with that?
Kenny, you've never done that before. You've never done that before. You have to admit.
I had to use the bathroom, so I'm sorry. Okay, I took the opportunity, when I had the opportunity.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I thought he was muted. I guess not.
When God calls, you answer. Right?
I think he has the wrong number then.
Amen.
Okay.
Was someone talking?
Got another 111 caller.
Hello.
Well, that's fake. Hello.
Hello. Douglas.
Okay.
Well, that's very interesting. That is very interesting, to say the least.
Well,
hello.
Oh. Okay.
You're very talented to have. Oh.
Hello.
Oh, my
Lord. Douchebag.
Kenny, your show's deteriorating, brother. Come on, man. What's going on?
I don't
Kenny,
know.
Is that? Okay, well, is there anyone else in the queue?
Okay, we got somebody else from 908. Let me bring them on. Hello, 908, you're on the air.
Kenny, hi, it's Sam. How are you, man?
Oh.
All right, Sam, how you doing?
Kenny, I'm disturbed. Do you know the My Pillow Man?
The what?
My Pillow. The guy from My Pillow is a Jew-looking fellow.
Baby, give me a quick 45. No,
he was trying. He was trying to poison people by selling them pillows full of poison.
Kenny,
hello.
I want to ask you. This guy claims he can prove God by using math. Tell me how.
Sam, when are you coming back to Altoona? I miss you. Hello?
Kenny?
Yes, Sam?
Is there, honey? How can God be proved by math?
don't know.
Talking to the microphone.
Back on track, Kenny. So is everybody all is everybody okay from Kenny Palooza? Is everything all cleaned up? And is your concussion symptoms wear off, Kenny?
I never had a Kenny Palooza, and I didn't have a concussion. And there's no banjo and raccoon.
Kenny, there's definitely a raccoon, Kenny.
No,
I've seen photos of, listen, Kenny, and Grover is planning, what is it, the Thousand Coon March?
Yes.
They're going to march to your house, Kenny. It's going to be Grover and 1,000 raccoons.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And, Kenny, the last thing that your neighbor needs is to have rioting and raccoons rummaging.
Okay.
Through everybody's trash, and I mean, just Kenny, let's just avoid all of the drama, and let's just bring Banjo home, please.
I mean, Kenny, we know why you haven't had a show. We know you're aiding and abetting, and you're keeping Banjo. And listen, we don't have to let it out. You could just give him back to Grover, brother. No harm, no foul. Just make sure you bathe them first, Kenny, because we don't want any poo-poo on them.
I mean, Kenny, I'm sure that you've grown emotionally attached to Banjo, and we understand, you know, that you love Banjo very, very much. But at the end of the day, Banjo does not belong to you. He belongs to Grover, and you need to give him back. Please, Kenny, just give him back, please.
I don't have Banjo.
Kenny, you know where Banjo... Does Tony F. have Banjo? Who has
no,
Banjo?
No, Tony F. doesn't
have
Banjo.
You know where Banjo is.
Here has
please,
Banjo.
Please.
Let's just stop all the craziness about this stupid raccoon.
Kenny, he's actually a very smart raccoon.
Doesn't
he's
exist.
Very smart, Kenny. Kenny,
it doesn't exist.
Don't call the raccoon stupid. You know he's very smart. He burrowed up inside you to get warm. There's no reason to call the raccoon.
Yeah.
There's no
Kenny,
reason to call him names, Kenny.
Yeah,
and he
yeah.
knows how to play bluegrass music, Kenny. That's why his name is Banjo, because he plays a little banjo. And they,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And Grover
sure.
and him, they sat on the side of the street, and that's how they raise money.
Yeah.
And Kenny. Kenny
Grover
and the
does a little tap dance and.
And the thing about Banjo, Kenny, is he was brought up in a tough neighborhood. He went through a lot as a young raccoon. His family was killed in a bus bombing in Tel Aviv, just like yours was. So he's had a rough upbringing, and so now, you know, he fell in love with Grover and the best friends, and now he's gone. He doesn't have his best friend, Kenny. So I think it's time to. I know you're attached to him anally, but just send him home, brother.
They're soulmates, Kenny.
Right, yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm gonna end the show because my phone's getting ready to die. So I'm gonna say,
Kenny, now you know that's not true, Kenny. Don't do this,
okay,
Kenny.
So, okay.
I mean, this is pure tomfoolery, Kenny. Come on, brother. Your phone is
no,
not
I'm
dying.
Serious. My phone's about
it's
ready to die. Okay,
it's like
beeping.
You took a dump in the middle of the show. Come on, Kenny.
Okay, you well, the phone's beeping. I've gotta sign off. Okay.
Can you start us off?
I'm gonna
Doug,
say,
Doug,
God bless, bless buddy. Have a wonderful night
here.
Is there a way you could plug
it
the charger
like
in?
Raccoon noises.
There ain't no raccoon noises. Good night.
Kenny, that's what it sounds like to me.
Okay.
And your